hello, and welcome to episode 48 of the Jimmy and Luke show. My name is Luke, and I am here as always with Jimmy.
Hello, I'm just trying to figure out some hard and, maths problems, and I'm in higher levels.
Yes. And
I think we got the same amount of stuff. We got, probably got the same amount of C's. We both got 2 D's.
Yeah.
And we both got one. You got a B. One B, right?
No, I got 3 B's.
Well, I got one.
So I did better than
we would have been the same.
Yeah. Well, anyway. We of course begin today's show with some sad news that's broken in the last few hours, which is the death of the Venezuelan president Hugo Chavez.
Don't say it.
Okay, the president of Venezuela, Hugo Chavez, who was only 58, lost his extended battle with cancer. I mean, they only released pictures of him about 2 weeks ago. We spoke about this last week. I mean, it was actually part of the quiz that we had on episode 47. We spoke about how his health looked to be improving and he was getting better, but you know, he just I'm not really sure what. Obviously, he took a turn for the worse, but he passed away last night. It's very sad, and some people in that country really, had such great respect for him. He was there. He was treated more like a pop star or a religious figure than a politician.
What's that thing, you know, when everyone's like, oh yeah,
position. Especially considering his just great relationship with his citizens. He did a weekly television program for many years. He made great public appearances, and he was a very fun, optimistic man who did very good things for the working classes of Venezuela over the past, couple of decades. I'm not sure how long he was in office for, but I'm presuming it was a good while. He was only re-elected in November.
It's okay, you don't have to cry.
And his position has been held by the vice president for a couple of months, but they were hoping he'd be able to retake over his duties in the next couple of weeks or months, so they don't know who's going to succeed him yet, but the country has got into a state of national mourning, except for those who didn't like him, there were people who thought he was a tyrant and weren't big fans of his, but that was not the majority of people in the country did have great love for the man. Anyway, that's the biggest news of the day, anyway.
No, that's how you should talk. No, that is the biggest news of the day. Yep, that's what you're doing.
What else has been in the news this week? Pope had his last day.
He's gone.
There's no Pope. Oh my God.
My sister says we're popeless.
What would happen now if Jesus came down right there? Well, who would we call? Because, who are you going to call? The Pope. But there's no Pope for like 2 weeks, so who are we going to call? We have to call Ghostbusters, and then they'll kill him, and then Jesus will be gone for like another 100,000 years. It would be pretty bad if like Jesus came to Earth in like that one period every 10 years when there's no Pope. That'd be pretty shitty. Then again, I'm Jesus. You can't contest that. I'm Jesus.
So am I. I'm Spartacus.
Yeah. I'm Jesus. I'm gonna go around saying, I'm Jesus. They can't lock me up. I could be Jesus. How do they know I'm not? I know I'm not Jesus, because I know Jesus is a fake. I'm Jesus.
Maybe he wasn't a fake. We just went around talking.
Oh, yeah.
But he definitely did, though.
He was a real person. And he did. He did go around talking. He just wasn't magic.
It'd be funny if, like,
he gave them all, like, magic mushrooms, and then they were like, oh, look, you walk on water.
Funny if they
people
who wrote
the Bible
death,
were all drug addicts.
They faked his death and drugged him like the mummy of Judy.
Yeah. that's what did happen. They gave him, like, your man gave him some special potion that, like, numbed all of his limbs when he was up on the cross so that he couldn't feel the pain and then go unconscious. So, and then they put him in the thing and then he woke up, like, 24 hours later. We don't mean to disrespect any people of the Catholic or other Christian religion, but, you know, I'm not a Christian, so I am going to make fun of your stupid beliefs all I want. What else has been in the news this week?
Did you read the book for Deer?
No.
I did.
What class? We've got CSB then. We've got CSB then, and our teacher won't let us do it. Actually, she probably will, but, yeah. What else has been in the news this week? There was that thing with the thing. Oh, I got my red nose yesterday.
Mom punch you?
What?
Did your mom punch you?
Why would she punch me?
Says you had a red nose.
Yeah, no. I bought my my red nose. I didn't buy it. I got it as
your mom. You made
via,
your mom. You made your mom.
Yeah. Because I wasn't in the UK, so I got my red nose. It's really cool. She got me the T Specs. So it's a little dinosaur with glasses, and he's got feet, and you can put it on your nose. I took a picture actually. I'll wear it next week. I think next week, if you donate like 50 cents to Comic Relief, and everyone else here does. Next week, I will wear my red nose for the whole duration of the episode because we're going to be recording on Red Nose Day.
I got bored, so I was excited to watch the official UK download charts. And okay, the One Direction.
Red Nose Day signal. I haven't seen the video yet. I hate the song. I mean, it's a cover of
I hate the song, but it is it's funny what they do in it.
Oh, yeah, I watched the video, but it's a cover of an 80s Blondie song. He's got little glasses.
Where are his feet?
Alright, his feet are like there.
You look like your teeth.
I mean, I got like back in 2011, I bought 5 red noses when I was over in London. I have them all at home. There's like a pirate one, and I'll bring them in and you can wear one on that day as well if you want to. We should all wear one. Yeah, I have enough. I might not have enough for everyone. I think I only have like 3. Yeah, that's my bedroom. There's my bed. And there's my poster. All those movies there. It's Prometheus. That's the ghost who lives in my room.
Whoa, what's his name?
Gary Ghost.
That's amazing. I thought you had the phone up, like you put the picture on the wrong way around.
Yeah, no. Like, he's falling down. Oh, the new Iron Man 3 trailer came out last night.
I haven't watched it yet.
We're going to watch it on Friday. We're going to do live watch on Buzzroom. Although it's not going to be a live episode, I'm not going to stream it. It's too difficult. Speaking of which, if you hear this before Friday evening, actually no. This isn't going to be up online until Saturday or Sunday, so there's no point. But if this is, for some mad reason, you are listening to this before Friday, March the 8th.
Kill us. Kill us now.
Yeah. Before we make a terrible mistake. Oz Great and Powerful is out on Friday. What?
Terrible. No.
I've read, anyway, what else is in the news? There's some other shit happening this week. All the nominations came out last night for the MTV Movie Awards. I haven't seen them yet, though.
I like watching it. Do you remember when the year Gollum won Best Animated?
I was not watching that year, but you showed it to me like 3 weeks ago on YouTube.
Yeah, it was funny.
Yeah, no, but it was funny. There's usually funny things there. Like when Tom Cruise was host of the whole show, dressed up as the guy from Tropic Thunder. And when Bruno came down and landed on Eminem. Did you see that one? Oh, well, Bruno. You know Bruno? It's Bruno. He like came flying out from the ceiling, like dressed as an angel, and then he like landed on Eminem's lap and like took all his clothes off and stuff, and then Eminem had a fit. Because at the time Eminem had released some homophobic remarks and look at what I got. This is pretty badass. If I can find it. No, I'm joking. Look. It's a movie camera, look.
Oh, I haven't seen. What to do? What do you
No, you press this button here.
What button? This button?
No, the one at the front. The one at the front there, yeah. It doesn't actually project anything, but it's a cool light. Don't do that, it's dangerous. I don't want you to kill someone.
Who
it
are
is,
you?
It is cool, isn't it though?
Yeah, it is.
You've made the battery go. You broke it. Oh no. I think it's really cool anyway.
How much money did you bring in today?
How much money do I ever bring in? I brought in like 250 for curry. You're gonna have like 50 euro or something.
Oh,
my money. Please throw it all over the floor. Hugo Chavez would not approve. What else has been in the news?
I'm going to Yates.
Are you?
Over Easter for English Christ.
Oh, that's so sad that you need English Christ. But anyway, that's what. So if you want to know where you can find James, you can murder him.
He'll be there.
He just told everyone where you're going to be. The thing is, they don't know what city we're in. I'm presuming there was another city in Ireland with a place called Yates.
So, just so you know, we're in Chicago and in the heat, the windy
city. Yeah, we're in Chicago, yeah. That's why you can hear, like, Mark Wahlberg in the background. No, that's Boston, sorry. Oh, I'm the Departed. Hey, I'm from Boston. You want to give me a punch? You want to give me a punch? I'll punch you back, bitch. I'm from Boston. That's my Boston accent. Boston. Hey, I'm from Boston. My aunt is from Boston. What's up? My fucking aunt. She's a relative. She's from Boston. She talks like this. Hey, I'm from Boston. Hey, Lucien.
Luke.
Hey, buddy. Boston. You want to come over here? I'll give you a punch in the face.
Marshall thinks it's non-uniform day.
Yeah, no, he's probably got PE, yeah. But yeah. What happened on the Fair City in the last week? It's time for Fair City Chat. Well, no. I have to sing it. I have to sing it to the tune of the Fair City Chat. 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 It's the chat about Fair City. Fair City Chat. Fair City Chat. Chat about Fair City. It's the Fair City Chat. Welcome to Fair City Chat on the Jimmy and Luke Show. This week we discuss Eddie and Deco's problems with Mr. Finn and Collie. Dermot and Joe continue to have trouble with their relationship. What else has been going on? No one died. No one ever dies. It's too happy for that. What else happened? Vivian and Ray are getting hooked up. Vivian and Ray are both like 60. And Vivian was in the cafe with her daughter. Well, the cafe, it's called Vino's. And her daughter goes, I want a moped. And then Ray talks about his wife being killed in a motorcycle accident. And now Vivian and Ray are going out. That's how easy it is to find yourself a lady friend in Fair City. And then,
I turned on the TV and EastEnders was on. And you know that woman with the red hair?
I know five characters.
She's been on since like the 1980s, yeah. And she's still alive. Why won't she
Doc
die?
Doc Cotton. There's people on Fair City who have been on since 1980. There's six people in Fair City who have been in it since the first episode. Paul, Dolores,
Dolores.
Charlie.
That name originated from Dolores, which means in Spanish, pain and suffering.
Which is funny, because Dolores received some pain and suffering when Lucy cornered her with those knitting needles. So tense! What else happened? My voice was off. What else happened?
Yeah, she cornered her with knitting needles.
But that was months ago. That was like in September.
That was terrifying. That was
terrifying, yeah. What else happened last night? Yes, Emma, the homeless girl. She's sort of realized that Damien isn't so bad after all. I still think she's Well, she opened up to Damien about her getting raped by the guy who she was working for as an au pair. But that's why Damien was being kind of standoffish with Damien, even though it's clear that they've got something going on there. Prior to that, I did think that she was...
If it's on tonight, I'll be watching it because I'm at my grandparents' house.
20 hours. 8 p.m.
Oh.
20 hours.
It's not 20 hours long.
Yeah. No, it's 20 hours of Fair City. I wonder how many hours of Fair City I've actually watched. Let's calculate.
No.
Yes.
No.
So it's on for... Give it back. So it's on for 2 hours every week. And I've watched it for...
30%.
I've watched it since July. So what's that? So what's since July? How many months is that? That's 8 months, right? So that's 8 by 16. I've watched 128. I've watched 128 hours of Fair City.
Nine.
Huh?
Nine. August, September, October, December.
No, I've watched it since July. Look, 128. So I've watched one more hour of Fair City than James Franco had stuck under a rock in that movie. You get me? I've watched 128 hours. He was stuck under that rock for 127 hours. I win.
What a guy.
Personally, I think most people in this location would probably think that having your arm stuck under a rock in the middle of nowhere is probably a far more pleasurable experience than watching 128 hours of Fair City, but you know.
Might be.
And where is everyone? I want to do rock, paper, scissors. Battle 2013, the story so far. So basically last week we started off Battle 2013, which is a big battle to find who's the best and the best at everything in the world. We had a quiz. I did not take part in the quiz. I was the host of the quiz, therefore I was deducted points. Mr. Aaron, who was filling in for Dubber, he came first in the quiz, which gave him 4-point lead. Kian and James both came in a tied second place, which meant that they both got 3 points, and I not partaking. Got zero. But that's not how it works. It's not to see how many points you get in the quiz. It's to see how many points you get in the round. The winner of each round gets 4. The runner-up gets 3. The third place gets 2. The last place gets 1. And if someone does not partake, I did not partake in the quiz. I got 0. So at the moment, the table has Aaron/Johnny/other people have 4 points. James and Kian have 3, and I have 0. So I'm probably not going to win the battle. Today, it's Rock, Paper, Scissors tournament.
Wait, is Rock, Paper, Scissors that spot?
No, it's not. That's too hard. Because no. Johnny and Kian and stuff don't have that.
Johnny might understand.
We're doing boring old Rock, Paper, Scissors. It's too hard to do the spot. It's too difficult. No, it'll give us an advantage. Especially you. And that's not fair to anyone. Especially me. I think, is that Trokra thing is on today? Because I heard some people outside saying, you can't talk, you're doing it for Trokra. Is that today? I feel like it is. It's usually...
What?
He did last week, he gave us all forms. That's because you don't have religion with them. You just have Spaha, and Spaha is not to do with Trokra. Yeah, it is today, I think. Is it today or tomorrow? It's usually on a Wednesday. Yeah, it's because last year we were recording on the day. During our big listen. Oh, it's a year since our big listen. Ha ha ha.
Da 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 da. Don't you dare sing along with me.
It's my song.
It's my song now. I bought it off Fair City.
Gabby hands. Oh, Gabby hands. Oh. Did you see the soccer last night?
Did you just call me a fucker?
Yo, Dubba!
You just came in and gave me.
We're doing our rock, paper, scissors tournament very soon. As soon as it's in the fourth person. Did you hear about Hugo Chavez? He died. Venezuela president. Great, great man.
I heard the news one.
Yeah, it was only like the third story on the
news. Did you get the link I sent you for
the website? I wasn't on.
Gammy hands, oh, gammy hands, oh, look down.
This thing is pretty late.
That's why we're saving it. That's why it's all going to be quick and short. And yeah, I couldn't come up with the fourth round, so I said, rock, paper, scissors! And then next week, it's poetry writing, which isn't at all a desperate attempt to make Kian win a round. Not at all. That's going to be fun, but you know, there's a special theme.
What's going to be funny is Kian probably won't be in, and then...
Yeah, but this is the thing. The rock, paper, the poetry writing competition has a theme. The theme is your poem has to contain the 3 words, not in a row, but the 3 words at some point in your poem, the 3 words, red, nose, day. So you can have the poem could be, I look down upon the red rose, and I scratch my nose. Oh, what a beautiful day. For example. But that's a terrible poem, and you will never win. But that kind of thing.
Oh, yeah, that kind of thing.
So it has to
be a limerick,
It could be a limerick, but it has to have red nose and day. The 3 words. Because it's going to be on red nose day, which is why I'm wearing my red nose next week.
It's red nose day.
I have 3 red noses. So two of you guys get to wear a red nose as well. But one of you doesn't.
Because you're a
We'll have to do it again.
What happens if Michael McAndrew comes in?
Michael McAndrew is not part of the Jimmy and Luke show anymore because I hate him. Hey, Michael! Yeah, I'm joking. I love you, Michael. But you're not part of Battle 2013.
Or any other thing.
Or any other thing. What if he comes in today?
Yeah.
Then we're screwed. I hope he doesn't. He never comes in. He's such a lazy bastard. Anyway. Last night I got... I got
it. It's funny if he watches this. Listens to it.
Oh, he does.
Yeah,
he used to. Yeah, I'd say he still does.
He can watch us.
I was looking at his tweets. Yeah, it'd be funny if you had a video and holding just the shit.
Take out your camera. We'll take a video of Johnny.
Oh yeah.
Why?
Because we want to.
Look, Johnny. Say cheese.
Cheese.
It's not a real camera. It's cool, isn't it?
It's just a light.
Yeah.
It's very cool.
Let's see if we can figure
the bottom
it out.
Button.
No, don't.
Sorry. He still hasn't figured it out.
What?
No, there's like 12 buttons on it. Only one of them works. Ah.
Huh? Here.
It makes you feel like Steven Spielberg, but look like James Bond. It's the patented Jimmy and Luke show cinema camera keyring gun pen.
Johnny, you broke it.
No. James broke it and then I got it. Oh dear. No.
I can fix it.
No, you can't. You break it.
No, you can't. Okay. See you.
See
you guys aren't touching it anymore. Because I already got it yesterday.
Actually, Johnny gave it to me and I pressed the button and it was
Gammy hands, oh, Gammy hands. Oh, look down.
What's that?
That's 80%. That's what I got in my history. I chose this one to have on top of the thing because this is the best result I got, so. I'm proud of this. Ugh. Even if that wasn't gelatin, I wouldn't eat it.
They have absolutely nothing over there that's gluten-free.
Gluten-free? I don't care about gluten-free.
I'm celiac.
I care about gelatin-free. Oh, you're a celiac. Oh, no.
It was either these or those marshmallow yolks.
Oh, gross.
Yeah, I know.
Jean Cavin. Jean Cavin was born in Noyon, France.
No one gives a fuck about him.
Yeah, they do. He founded Calvinism.
I don't remember.
You know who celebrates
Calvinism?
Oh, yeah,
John Calvin. Yeah, whatever.
Reverend Ian Paisley of Belfast. He is a Calvinist by choice. That's my Ian Paisley impression. Keane's one is better because he goes, I'll kill you. You know, we're going to get bombed for saying this. So.
Yeah.
We love people of all religions. We love people of all religions. We love people of all religions, all faiths, all genders, all races, all sexualities, all colors, all, you know, I love everyone. Everyone's great. Except for people who kill people. That's bad. Except for Green Arrow.
Jeff the Killer.
Green Arrow. Jack the... What?
Jeff the Killer.
Yeah, the only person who's cool that kills people is Green Arrow. I don't know why he kills people. He's kind of a douchebag, actually. Did you see this week's episode?
Yeah.
Tommy found out that he was green.
I didn't see it all.
Oh, well, I just spoiled the whole thing for you, so.
Tommy found out
that he's Green Arrow. Because Tommy's dad got shot.
Not the hooded vigilante.
Well, he is the hooded vigilante, but he's Oliver, so, yeah. For more Arrow discussion, tune in to The Buzz Room, our brand new podcast, available.
Have you seen them all?
Oh, yeah.
This Friday, the 8th.
Well, no, because there's no point, because we're not doing it live. I don't want to. We're not going to stream it, because that's just hard. I don't know where to stream it, because we tried Spreaker, and that didn't work, because it kept cutting all the stuff out. Then we tried Google Hangouts, and that didn't work, because it never recorded it. And then we tried live stream, and that's just too hard. No, we Skype is fine. It's the streaming.
We tried Skype, so I kept kicking out.
It's just the streaming that's hard.
I just kept kicking people out of the call.
Yeah, that was a bad day.
No, it was Philip doing that.
That was actually great
that
fun.
Was Philip,
yeah, it was Philip. That was fun. I was in Limerick for that show. That was fun. That was on May the 18th.
Then afterwards, I said, do you want to see my hotel room after the Jimmy show?
Yeah. I took you into the bathroom and everything. We did not take off our clothes. I repeat, we did not do anything
this
inappropriate.
This was on the camera.
Yes, it was not in real life.
Well, it was, but, like...
Leave us alone! Where is Keith? I want to do rock. I mean, we can always start it.
Yeah, let's start it.
How we have to decide who's gonna... Oh, but we should have like a 4-1.
Round one, me versus Johnny. The winner goes against you, the winner goes against Keane, then the losers fight of each one.
No. Yeah, oh, let me think. I have to come up with a plan. I thought that we just kind of have best of, like, whoever gets 10 right. So, like, we just all have, like, a 4 of us, we do it at once. And then whoever wins, even if it's a tie, the people who win... Yeah, no, if it's not a tie, then the person who wins gets, like, 1, and then the first person who gets, like, 5 is the winner, and then the next person who gets 5 is the runner-up and stuff.
No. It needs to be only 2 people, because if there's 3 people...
Yeah.
They can all beat each other.
Let's see, so we could do James and Johnny, and the winner plays me.
No.
And then the winner of that plays Keane.
No.
And the winner
of
that plays Johnny.
You and Keane, winner of those...
We could go around in a circle, like, 4 times or something. So it's Johnny and you,
then you and him, then me and you.
Everyone should play each other.
Yeah.
So I'll have to put it down on a piece of paper now. But everyone should play each other twice. So that was like 16 games. Right, see, so where do I put this shit? I don't want to... Yeah, I'll put it down here in pencil.
You're so afraid of this pen.
All right, so look, so...
Just don't know what you've done to it.
So Luke, Jay...
You've been masturbating to
me. James, John, and Kian.
Doesn't even make me
so
hard.
Luke plays Jam, Ja.
Put it in the bin.
James plays Luke, John, Kian. John plays Luke, Jim, Kian. Kian plays Luke, John, and Jim. So that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. That's 12 rock, paper, scissors offs. I suppose that's okay. So, right, so, so we have to put down how many each person gets. Yeah, no one's put down the winner here. Okay, so, no, it's not 12. It's 1, 2, 3. Yeah, there aren't 12. There's only, like, there's 4 by 4. That's only, like, 4 by 3, that's 12, yeah. Alright, let's start
it's
off.
It's 9.
So let's do Luke versus.
You can't play yourself.
Let's do the two of us first. Okay, so.
You
okay.
Won.
So, rock, paper, scissors. Rock, paper, scissors. Okay, so you win that one. So next up, it's going to be Luke and John. Okay. Rock, paper, scissors. Rock, paper, scissors. Rock, paper, scissors. Rock, paper, scissors.
Damn it. So, one to Luke.
Yeah. Okay, so now let's do James. Let's do you and me again. So, rock, paper, scissors.
James.
Just cross out your name.
Okay.
Rock, paper, scissors.
So where's the James and John? So then you win. So that's starting again. Okay, so now we'll do one again. So, rock, paper, scissors.
I win.
So that's John and Luke, so that's I lose that.
Rock, paper, scissors.
No, you can't play each other a third time.
No, I know.
So now we need Keen, because all the rest of them have Keen.
No.
Oh no, John versus there. James.
I've only been against him once.
Oh, alright, go.
So
oh,
yeah, we did it, I won.
No, that doesn't count.
Yeah, it does.
No, it doesn't.
No, it does. I
Lucy,
won.
You didn't even start it.
So, we won.
Yeah, that doesn't count. Yeah, start it again.
No.
You started again.
Johnny,
the round has been disqualified. Okay.
Paper, scissors. Shite.
Oh, you win again. So,
the fuck is
right, so now the only ones left are Kian versus Luke, Kian versus John, Kian versus Jim, and then each one of those twice. So we need Kian, because he needs to play six different rock, paper, scissors.
He doesn't even come in, we're going
to
beat
Let's China. Update you as to, this is recording, right? Let's update you as to the current score. I think you're in the lead, Jimmy, with...
I'm last.
Jimmy's got 1, 2, 3... Four.
No, you've
won four.
He couldn't have won four. He only played us like...
He's won four.
Oh, yeah.
You've won...
One.
You've won...
One.
One.
No, he's won...
Yeah, he won one, and then I've won none.
Oh, you only won one.
Oh, I won one, yeah, against you.
You won one.
Oh, no, I won one against Johnny, yeah. So I won one, you won one.
I won against you.
No.
The second time.
Oh, yeah.
The
second time.
So you've won one, I've won one, he's won two. No, four. So I think you're kind of probably going to win this. But unless Keen is like a super-duper rock paper.
And Keen goes, what's up? And does everything at the same time.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
It's like, oh, rock, no. Paper,
we've
fuck
only
you,
got,
I'm
only
done.
Got, we've only got 6 minutes left.
He just comes in. It's like, everyone, let's play rock, paper, scissors. I've got a gun.
Or, you know.
Bang.
Okay. We should surprise Keen with this, give him like a proper fright. Be like, look. Rock, paper, scissors. The noise is the coolest part. It actually does sound like a gun. Like, it's terrible. I don't know why. Oh, dear Lord. Calm down, Jesus.
Let's sing together.
Calm down, Jesus. Calm down.
Remember the time I made the weird noise and you made the other noise, and they were very synchronized.
Calm down, O Lord Jesus, and let us share in your love.
What?
If I was a holy man, I'd resent you for abandoning me, but I do not believe that you were the holder of the prophecy. Yeah, you could walk on water, but who can't? All you need is some floppy shoes, and you couldn't cure the blind. That was just a scam. Come down, Jesus. Come down from heaven above. Jesus, and let us share in your love. That's the end of it. That's the end of the song.
Okay.
J'ai fini. I am finished with my artwork.
He's not going to come in.
He's not going to come in today. He also comes in late on Wednesdays,
well,
anyway.
Obviously.
Wednesday is one of his late days. He comes in late on Mondays and Wednesdays.
Wednesdays.
Yeah, he comes in late on Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday and Thursday and Friday. Yeah.
You know, in Spanish, I sat down and just opened my book and he did this to me. For no reason.
He's never done that to me.
Like, I just kick my pen, like,
just to write something down, and then I'll click it to put it down, and he goes, ooh.
I like to kick my pens all the time, he never hits me.
So you do this.
Yeah, I do that all the time.
But Dave, this is your
actor. Dave, this is beside you.
I know! He smells cigarettes. He's like,
I'd say it's a lot more than cigarettes.
Yeah, I know.
How many women has he impregnated?
Oh, I'd say he doesn't. He doesn't know, and I certainly don't know. Well, half the school is in, half the boys in the school as well.
How many years has he been out?
He impregnated me.
What? How many years has he been out?
I'd say two.
I think he was like 16 when he came into first year.
He's not that old. No, he's not 18. He's not. He's not older than 16 now. He couldn't.
Smoking stunty girl.
Not that much. No, I couldn't. He's not 18.
He could be 17.
The way he sleeps is funny. He sleeps like a dog.
I'm 16. You wouldn't know it.
Yeah, he told me so. How are you? When's your birthday?
Not.
Well, I'm almost like Jaden, okay?
Yeah, when's your birthday?
July.
Almost. That's like 6 months from now.
No.
Yeah, I'm gonna be 16 in September.
It's only like 2 months.
Yeah, so you're only like 2 months older than me. You're still younger than Kian. Oh fuck. Well, that's the end of. What are we gonna do? We're gonna have to conclude this battle later today.
Yeah.
Stay tuned to the Jimmy Luke Show. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back in a few seconds. And Kian has joined us to take part in this final batch of Rock, Paper, Scissors games. Hello, Kian.
Hello.
Are you excited for helping the starving kids?
Remember,
we are doing all this to raise money for Comic Relief. You can donate at rednoseday.com. Okay. So, it's time for me and you to do ORPS. Rock, paper, scissors. Okay, I win. No, there's like six more. So I won that one. Okay, now it's time for us to do that again.
No, it doesn't.
Rock,
oh, yeah.
Paper, dude. Scissors. And I win again. Okay. Now it's time for you guys to do it twice.
Oh, no.
So Kian wins that one. Okay, and another one now.
Uno, dos, tres.
And you win again.
Oh my god, Kian, you're the first person to actually beat me.
Okay, and now I have to do one as Johnny with you. Because Johnny's not here right now, so I'm going to be Johnny. Representing Johnny. One, two, three. Oh, sorry, let's start again.
Three.
No, I thought you were doing four. Okay. One, two, three. One, two, three.
You don't count, just give
it. No. One more. So Kian beats Johnny. Now, you guys, you're Johnny now. One, two,
Ching
three. So you win. Okay, so Johnny wins.
What's up, me?
Yeah. So now, let's find out who the winner is. So, are you listening, people? This is exciting stuff.
I'll okay. Write down your exam with a pen.
No. Pretty much, we're going to find out who the winner of the whole thing is now.
Okay, bye-bye.
So I've won... I have won
one, two, three.
Jimmy has won one, two, three, four. Johnny has won one, two, and Kian has won one, two, three. You are the winner, Jimmy. Whoa. So Jimmy gets 4 points. And myself and Kian both get 3 points, and Johnny gets 2 points.
So what's the score now? Altogether.
Oh yeah, the score altogether. Okay. Okay. So let's see. So in the last round I got 0, and this time I got 3. So I've got a total of 3 points. Jimmy, last time you got 3. This time you got 4. So you've got 7. Johnny last time got 4, and this time he got 2, so he got 6. And Kian last time got 3, and this time he got 3, so he's at 6. So you're in the lead. Yeah. right, well, that's the end of Jimmy and Luke episode 48. Next week, it's our last episode before we hit the big 5-0, middle age. Next week, we're going to have our poetry writing contest. Download it soon. God bless. Goodbye.
God bless. Goodbye.